All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for more trivia, and Mr. Kiger is here.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I think you make everybody happy when you're here.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope that we bring some levity and some excitement, particularly as we enter the cold months.
Here in the middle of the holiday season.
Bring you a little radio warmth.
Yeah.
A little radar love.
Yeah, exactly. Put your ear right next to the radio.
Exactly. Our category today, If You Leaf Me Now.
Should I start singing the song?
If you leave me now,
I promise all my leaves will fall on the ground. Never mind. Little Chicago.
If Laurel was awarded to winners in the ancient Olympic Games, and Adam and Eve used figs for aprons, so to speak, then what did the gang paint on the Point Place water tower in That 70s Show?
Oh, that's a good question.
If Laurel was awarded to winners in the ancient Olympic Games and Adam and Eve used figs to cover themselves, then what did the gang paint on the Point Place water tower in That 70s Show?
I don't know that right off the hand. I'll think about it. 919-929-WCHO is your number to call if you'd like to be a winner this morning.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Well, you want to know what plant... The 70 show crowd.
Yeah, the gang.
Put on the water tank.
Yeah, what'd they paint up there?
Yeah, it was a marijuana plant, wasn't it?
That was correct.
Yeah. Little weed.
Marahoochie.
Yeah.
Mary Jane.
Exactly, yeah. There are lots of other words we could use here, but no sense in going into that. But that's what they did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher and the whole crew.
And then probably repaired somewhere to a grocery store to find cookies.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And probably, you know, a lot of people were probably doing that now. I don't know, because it's becoming
medicinally
legal.
Medicinally speaking.
It's becoming legal in so many states.
Well, yeah.
31 out of the 50 states, I believe, have approved at least medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot have approved recreational as well. North Carolina, of course, lagging behind everybody else. One of these days, maybe. I don't know.
Well, maybe you should paint marijuana on the side of the water tower plant on campus or something.
I don't think I'm going to do that. There's a lot of money to be made,
yes,
that's for sure.
Yes, I would imagine. Well, at one time I was told that it was, if not the leading agricultural product in North Carolina, it was close to tobacco or something like that.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, who knows?
Think of all those farmers out there having trouble making a living, especially those who grew tobacco for all those years.
Oh, a lot of the farmers in the area I was raised, they're growing grapes now.
Yeah.
It's the Yadkin Valley Wine District, federally recognized.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I know that. Well, fantastic. Hey, listen, thanks for the question.
You're welcome, buddy.
That was a funny show.
It was funny. See you tomorrow.